Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hailing from California, our next guest is the drummer for the Hollywood-based band who have made their mark as one of the most entertaining live acts on the road today. His name is Styx Xadinya. The band is Steel Panther. This coming Friday, October 15th, you can see the band live on stage at the Truman. Please welcome Steel Panther drummer and friend of the show, Styx Xadinya.
Mr. Styx Xadinya, how are you, my friend?
Johnny, dear.
How are you, bro?
Listen, man, I feel like we've been together talking twice in 3 months. I think it's almost like we're living together now.
I thought we were married, Johnny. What's up?
Emotionally, we are, my friend, without a doubt.
I'm so glad you said that on the air, because I feel like everybody needs to know the bond that we share.
They knew. They felt it. They felt our connection. Well, you and I and Rob Riggle are a thruple.
We are a thruple, and in fact, I think last time I spoke to you with Rob, we were in the parking lot of a golf course, and I'm going back to that same very golf course today to go try to beat the shorts off my friend today.
Very good. Well, listen, you guys, nobody knows, but you guys are monster competitive golfers, and that I can't tell you how much that makes me laugh and how much I love it. I just love the fact that you guys go at it every morning, rock star style. It's 5:30 in the morning in L.A.
Dude, I woke up at 4:48 this morning. Two reasons. One, so I could speak with you, because I always love it, and I am very grateful. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you.
And two, to golf, and because it's important to me, and I'm trying to get my game in shape. I want to get in some of these celebrity tournaments and, you know, smoke these regulars that are out there. And I want to really, you know, make a splash for heavy metal in the name of heavy metal.
Listen, make it fun for once. My irritation with golf is always the people playing golf, never the game itself.
Dude, I'll tell you what. It used to be super stuffy. Used to be super, you know, upper crust, you know, just not hip. And I think Tiger Woods helped usher in an entirely new set of people who are interested in golf, and he turned a lot of people onto golf that may not have been into it. And, like, I go out there now, and there's music playing on speakers. I mean, there's still etiquette, and you have to, you know, you want to respect the game. But it's awesome now. Like, you see people of all ages, different races, different colors,
sure,
different sizes, and it's great, man. I love it.
It's and I'll tell you, the great one is Larry the Cable Guy. I think it irritates the golf guys somewhat, because he is such a great regular blue collar sleeveless, and he comes out and that prick can play. Like, Larry can really play.
He can. I mean, that, you know, he's a prime example of new golf.
Yeah.
And I think it's great, man. You know, it's a great game. I actually genuinely love the game. So I love seeing the more the merrier.
I was almost sued by a multi-million dollar golf course in Kansas City. They threatened to sue me. It involved a flamethrower, LeJean from Seven Dust, the cover of Golf Digest, and the PGA Tour. They were real mad.
I don't know that story, but the things, the bullet points, I need to know that story.
So I get a call from LJ, and who lives here, and he goes, hey, they're going to fly a photographer named Salicus in from New York City, and you want to be a part of this. And I go, can I wear whatever I want? And he goes, yep. So I go, great, I'm your caddy. I go down, and you remember what in Django, when he got to pick his own clothes, he went and got the blue velvet, like blue boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the crushed velvet.
Oh, so I show up. It's like 105 degrees and 100% humidity in Kansas City. There's, you know, it's a golf course. There's not a bit of shade anywhere. We're on the ninth hole, and we get over to the green, and I've got, I mean, I have brought a friend who's Fat Elvis. I got another friend who's Creepy Horseman. I got a giant clown. I've got little aliens. I've got all this stuff from my house that I've carted up in two different trucks, and we're setting it about the course. I don't realize the PGA Tour is doing their practice the day before, the Midwest PGA. Every 10 minutes, another person from the golf course, who, by the way, this was set up with Golf Digest. It wasn't like we just showed up. So we're setting up, taking pictures. They keep questioning because all they see is this you know, super muscular black guy with the dreads, and he's got all his golf clothes on. I'm dressed in blue velvet, sweating like my brother at child support court. And we're shooting these photographs, and then at the end, I tell Salicus, I go, I got one more thing. And I told him, I go, but we're going to need to do it fast because we're going to have to leave. And I hit this bastard with about 60 feet of flame. It dumps 3 gallons of gas in about 40 seconds, and they came at us from every direction you can imagine.
Oh,
these little cars, man.
Dude, that's amazing. I got to see those photos.
Yeah, I'll send them to you as soon as we're done here. I'll send you some video and some photos of it. But they were pissed. Oh, were they pissed, man. Holy God, were they pissed.
Hey, will you bring that flamethrower when we come out to Kansas City?
Yes. Yes, I will. Without a doubt, I will.
Okay, done.
I'm excited. Listen,
I can't wait.
I saw you guys at Rocklahoma just a month ago, and it was so good, way too short, but you had a new player. You had Silk Pocket in there, handsome devil, handsome, somewhat frightening, but handsome devil.
Yes, that's a great description. Somewhat frightening, handsome devil. Very, very, very wonderful, wonderful person.
Sure. Oh, amazing. And really, really nice. And I was really hoping for him to stay in the band, but you guys are going to work your way through a whole roster.
Well, I'll tell you what. So here's what we did, which I think is very unique and very Steel Panther-y. We lost our bass player. Lexi Fox moved on to other things, and so we found ourselves in need of a bass player. So instead of going to the traditional, hey friend, who do you know that plays bass? We're like, you know what? We're Steel Panther. Let's put out an open call. So we actually put out an open call. If you play bass, if you think you have what it takes to be the bass player in Steel Panther, throw it down. Throw it down on video and send us your best. And we have received, I think we're upwards over 600 submissions now.
I'm sure.
And I'll tell you, it's a lot of stuff to go through. But it's real. It's like we are really going through every single video and we're categorizing them. A lot of them are not the greatest.
Right.
Some of them are good, and there's a handful that are fantastic, like where I'm just like, it's so inspiring. So on this next run, when we come out to Kansas City, I think it's October 15th.
Yep.
We're bringing Ricky Dazzle, and it's definitely not a slight against Silk Pocket. He did great, but we really want to go through this process. We want to go through this, and we want to honor what we said. Hey, we're giving everybody a shot that we feel is, you know, potentially the bass player. So this is going to be a long process, and I think it's going to be a great process because the guys that we're selecting all have something to offer and bring to the show. Because, you know, unlike most bands, you know, let's face it, a lot of bands out there, they're not exciting to watch. You go, you listen to your favorite song, you watch the band, and then you leave. I think with Steel Panther, you come watch the band, and there's nowhere on stage that you can look, and you don't have a party in your eyes. You know what
right,
I mean? It's like
right.
You can look at any one guy at any time, and it's go time, and it's fun. And that's really crucial for us to find that guy. I just don't want to you know, pick any dude who is great on base, because great on base is obviously not the prerequisite for our
answer. Well, look, Lexi, first and foremost, was a beautiful, beautiful lady of a man. And he
was the best lady, man, I knew.
Without a doubt. High cheekbones, tiny little Adam's apple, thin. And just, I mean, he was always great. Always 1,000%. That's why when I saw Silk Pocket, I go, wow, Silk Pocket, go the other way. This is like Iggy Pop just got out of prison with beautiful hair.
I was just about to hang up. I don't think you could end the interview on a higher note.
But what an awesome, great guy, by the way. I really did love him. I ended up talking to him quite a bit, and he was really enjoying it. So I'm excited about Ricky Dazzle, because let's face it, you're going to take a look. Do you look right? Do you get the idea? What do you bring to the table that we haven't seen before? This is going to get weird. And then you guys got to haze him on the road.
You know what? It's like when you're in a band and you're on the road and you're in a bus, you're married to three or four other dudes.
Right.
And you gotta be able to hang. You got to be able to, like, you got to be able to be, and I'll give you a golf analogy. It's easy to be around a golfer when he's playing great golf and when it's all going well. But when that game goes south, that's when you know whether you can golf with that guy another time. Because when adversity hits, that's when you really go, oh, this guy's a dick. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't like how he handles his stuff. So that's why taking guys out on the road, we could get the greatest audition tape in the world, but that doesn't mean that the guy is not a miserable person,
right,
you know, to be around every single day, but the show might be great. And I'm not sacrificing that, because, look, you know, what do we have in Steel Panther? We're 78, 79 years old. We got about 10 years left.
It's true.
You know,
I'm
trying to make these last 10 just sweet.
Yes, well, I mean, and it is true, because we've all met that rock star that you go, why are you acting like such a miserable sow? Like, they're just, the worst thing that ever happened to him is that people came to see him play. And you're like, Jesus Christ, what happened to you? Like, yeah, if you can't be happy in the moment and enjoy rock and roll and what's happening in front of you, the life of it all, you're right. That, you don't ever want to be near that. That's just awful.
Yeah. So, you know, for us, I'm excited. You know, Silk Pocket was that. He was great to be around.
He's
such a good dude. And Ricky Dazzle, I'm excited to see how this goes.
What's Ricky Dazzle's background?
Ricky's gonna throw a showdown, and it will be fun and fresh for us, too. So I'm excited about it.
Did any really great backstory with Ricky Dazzle? He, you know, grew up in Hollywood in a dumpster. He was a drug dealer. Didn't have a father. Like,
Ricky nobody knows. This is the thing about, I'm going to get to know Ricky Dazzle along with you. I don't know a lot about him. All I know is that he is tall. He's skinny. He plays the shit out of the bass. Oops, sorry about that. I apologize. He plays the hell out of the bass, and he moves like water on a Sunday morning in the Pacific Ocean.
He's like Jakey Lee in '88.
Oh my God, 80 Lee. Jakey Lee in '88 was so cool.
He was.
He was killer. He was so cool.
Sacrificed his own knee.
I know. You know what? That's what I want Ricky Dazzle to do. I want Ricky to cut off his own leg for heavy metal.
You got to have the move. You got to have the signature move. You know, it's Brittingham, those guys, they had the guitar around the head thing, which is still great, but it's an homage at this point.
It's funny you bring him up. Fred Curry, the drummer for Cinderella, called Michael Starr, and he said, dude, you guys got to get Eric Brittingham. And we're like, what? He goes, Eric would be the perfect guy for you. It's funny. We've gotten calls. Like, Kip Winger reached out.
Oh.
And I'm not kidding. Kip Winger reached out to Michael Starr and said, dude, let me have the gig. And he was half kidding because obviously, you know, he does does Winger. But he said if we needed him to fill in, he'd love to do it. Like, we've gotten calls from all these guys who are in the business. And it's been very, very flattering, and it's been very, you know, it's an honor to get the calls. We just got to find the right dude.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the right sense of humor, the right ability to play, because all kidding aside, if you can't hold it together, this band will leave you in its dust. And I've said this 100 times before. There are so many bands out there that listen to a Steel Panther record and think, my God, if we could, you know, just change the lyrics so they're a little more mainstream, we could be back again. Because you guys have eclipsed these guys in terms of writing great, big, fantastic rock and roll songs.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I've got to tell you, you just made me think of this. We are currently recording a new record.
Excellent.
And when we're done in the next week or so, you know what? When I see you in Kansas City, I will play you some stuff. And I'm stoked on it, dude.
Excellent.
I'm stoked on it. It's really, really good. It's a fun record. It's a ripping record, and I can't wait for people to hear it.
Well, 1 week from today, you guys roll into Kansas City and spread that disease. Steel Panther, get ready to feel the steel at the Truman next Friday night, October 15th. It is supporting Heavy Metal Rules, the last CD. Go to steelpantherrocks.com for all the information. We have tickets here, and I'll see you 1 week from today.
Johnny, I can't wait to see you, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Love you, brother. Have a good day. Bye. That is going to be a show. I will tell you, they came out of the gate so hard at Rocklahoma because they hadn't been doing anything.
Sure.
And then because everything had gotten screwed up with set times were changing, their set got cut to like 40 minutes. And so, they were just tearing a hole in the place. And, I've never seen them do a short show like that. I've always seen them do an hour and a half. And so to see them try to squash it in, you could see they were visibly frustrated at the end because they were just having the crowd loved it. Everybody went crazy.
Right.
And there was a girl, I meant to bring it up because there's no way, he definitely saw it, that was on the other side of the stage from me. And she was up on this little level and she had the Wendy O. Williams black tape on her nipples.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, look, I don't know what happened to you, but you're fantastic. She was like a crazy little goth chick, super pale with a black nipple cover and thin and not big boobies, but you know, it didn't matter. She was just very interesting. And she was sitting there and she had a hold of the rail. She was she didn't even stand up. She sat down, crisscross applesauce. And cause that's what the kids do now. And she was like, it was like looking at somebody through prison bars.
That is interesting. You're like, what are you taking in there, sissy?
Oh, the whole show.
How's the view from your head?
She's just wrenching on those bars watching the band. I was like, you're fantastic. Well, wow. I don't know what happened to you, but Jesus Christ, man. Turn out the lights, give me a hug, and call me daddy. We're on. I'll be whatever we need, man. I'll take it. It was a good time. That was when I looked down in the audience, and I was like, there's Santa Claus. There was a guy in a Christmas tree outfit. And then there was the black outfit Spider-Man Venom or not Venom
Venom is, but that wasn't Venom. That was actually, I saw the picture. That was from the last Spider-Man movie. That was his blackout camouflage.
Okay, I didn't know, but they were all standing together partying.
Of course they were.
Well, because I saw Christmas tree and Spider-Man together, and then I had some. You know, see something moving in the peripheral vision, the whole front is packed, and I see the crowd kind of parting, and I was like, you know, anytime you see a big white beard and white hair, you're like, it kind of draws your eye.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is he wearing a red shirt? No, he's wearing a red coat. Jesus Christ, it's Santa Claus. And I don't know if they knew each other or not, but the crowd parted, and the tree and Spider-Man saw him, and suddenly there's like a three-way hug going on. I was like, what am I? And then I look over at, where sat, Matt at Dad across the way, with her boobies are out, and she's crying big, makeup tears down her face, wrenching on the bars.
That's what I needed.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I believe Santa Claus could have waved at her, and she'd have jumped off, landed on the stage, and rolled into the audience. I'm coming, Santa! You never visited me! It could have been a whole day.
No, it's a whole story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.